Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
Welcome back, guys, to another episode of Cruise Control. You're with your hosts, Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz, say what's up to our people.
Hey, people.
How you guys doing today?
You know, we're always back. We're always happy to come back and talk to you guys. So we have another great show for you guys today. So, just to enlighten you guys on something pretty crazy and pretty cool, today, our topics consist of a couple of different things. So, we got an actor, superstar Jeremy Renner. He says it's not his job to help female actresses get higher wages. Next, we're moving on. So, you know, the sad Lamar Odom crisis, you know, sparked some talk on helping players retire after they get out of the league and getting them situated. And last but not least, Mattingly, head coach for the Dodgers, is now out after 5 seasons. Wow, that's something crazy. So, Jay, tell me, what do you want to talk about today? What do you want to start the ball off? You know, what do you want to start rolling with? Let's start off with Mattingly out after 5 seasons. Crazy, right? So, apparently, Mattingly, even though he's done a great job as the Dodgers head coach, personal opinion, yeah, he hasn't amounted with the World Series win, but you can't hate on him. 5 good seasons is good enough for me. I mean, he's made the playoffs. Don Mattingly, you know, after 5 years, him and the Dodgers, like, he didn't get fired, but they agreed to go their separate ways. And he had a .551 winning percentage over the course of his 5 seasons, which isn't bad because that's more wins than losses. And since more wins than losses, I'm not going to hate on that. And he's won the NL West 3 out of the 5 seasons. I mean, Jay, do you agree with this decision? Don Mattingly, to me, did a hell of a job over there. And for them to just part ways after 5 seasons because they were World Series-less, I don't know if that's the correct one. What do you think?
To be honest with you, I do think it was the correct decision. I think they needed to go their separate ways. I believe this was the best season that the Dodgers have had in a while. Now, they have spent so much money on getting, you know, great talent, different players, you know, trying to make a winning team. And all that money doesn't amount to anything. They keep losing constantly. They needed to go their separate ways. They needed to find new leadership. And maybe that'll help the Dodgers, you know, spur something and start getting some wins because apparently, you know, with him, it wasn't happening. And they were spending so much money on just getting the best talent that they could that was available, and yet it wasn't amounting to anything. So I believe this was the correct decision. Whether he got fired or whether it was a mutual decision, doesn't really matter to me. I believe it was just the correct decision for them to go their separate ways.
I mean, if you want to put it like that, that's fine, Jay. But, there's no denying that this season was a complete bust. You can't have a total team like payroll of over $300 million and not make it to the World Series and call it a successful year. But Don Mattingly's track record has proven that he's a pretty decent head coach. I mean, he's made it to a playoff. I know making it to a playoffs nowadays isn't the hoopla that we try to make it out to seem. Like, God knows, if the Marlins made it to the playoffs, we would celebrate that as a great year. But since the Dodgers, who have been there and they've shown that they can make it there since they didn't win, it's like saying, oh, that's a wasteful season, that it's not good enough. And, yeah, I can see that, but I don't think because of that he should be let go. Yeah, I know it's a winning league. You got to win now, and that's the whole point of it. But if you keep firing every coach that doesn't win, there ain't going to be anybody left to hire after a while. So, I mean, yeah, maybe you work out what you need. You get some new players. Maybe make some trades so your contract isn't as high, but you get players that can contribute to the lineup. It's not always about spending all the money you can getting the best talent out there. You put the best team that you can on the field within your budget. And money doesn't always win championships. Example, 2003 World Series Marlins. I want to shout that out because that was the last time we had majors. But, Jay, I mean, who are they going to replace him with? I mean, I know there's always viable options out there for coaches, but do you have anyone in mind? Or I mean, what do you think they're going to do? Are they going to want to be assistant coaches? What do you think?
I just want to say that five seasons is long enough that they gave him his chances and it didn't work out. So five seasons is good enough, but I agree with him going a different route. You can't always just, you know, fire your coaches and whatnot, but it wasn't getting the job done. So they needed to go a different route, and they have. Now, in my opinion, I'm not really sure who they should get, because then again, you can say they can get the best coach out there, but still not amount to any wins. So they just need to look for someone who they feel like is good for the system, who they think is going to be good for the players. Right now, I have nobody in mind, but they just need to look for someone different who's going to spice things up a little bit. That's all I got to say is, if you want to put it like that, I guess. But let's just say we agree to disagree. I want Don Mattingly to stay, and you think it was okay for him to go. You know, my opinion is not going to matter. The Dodgers and him went their separate ways, and we're going to cry about a boo-hoo. Let's take a moment of silence for Don Mattingly, who was let go from the Dodgers, who parted ways with the Dodgers today. Okay, that's good enough, guys. So now it's about time to jump into our second crazy topic for the day. Let's keep this train going. So, next up, we have something pretty cool. So, I don't know if you guys have heard, but we had a celebrity recently in Jennifer Lawrence go on a little, I guess, tangent or write a little article about how she feels about women's wages in their industry. Apparently, in the article, she goes and talks about how she makes a lot less than her male counterparts and her male, other stars with her in the film. And she is very upset about that. Now, she wrote an article, everyone read it, and you've had her co-stars like Bradley Cooper, who starred with her in multiple films, talking about how he feels like, she was getting her opinion out there, and it's going to lead to women maybe getting equal pay in their industry. Now, another one of her co-stars, co-stars, Jeremy Renner, he went off to say something that some people might be rubbed the wrong way about. So, guys, apparently Jeremy Renner quotes, "It's not my job to help female co-stars get higher salaries." Wow. Jay, do you think this is a big deal, or are we making it a bigger deal than it needs to be? He has a right to his own opinion, and I kind of agree with him, and I think it's being made a bigger deal than it needs to be. It is not his job to fight for female co-star salary and whatnot. It's their job to fight for their own salaries. It's their own money. It's what they, when they go into a movie, it's what their agent or whoever discuss. You know, if you're not happy with what you're getting paid, then don't sign off on the movie. Now, of course, you need to get roles because that's how you earn your living. But Jeremy Renner has a point. It's not his job to fight for his co-star salary. Now, I do think there is a problem in Hollywood that where men get favored more or get the higher salary, and for whatever reason, that seems to be the case, and I'm not sure why. Because there's a lot of great actresses out there who are better than a lot of men or who are as good as some men, and yet they're getting paid a lot less. Like Jennifer Lawrence, she's the star of The Hunger Games. I'm not sure if she gets paid the most in that film, but she should because she is what makes the movie. So if, you know, Jennifer Lawrence is talking about this, I put a lot of backing into this. And that brings me to a quote that Gwyneth Paltrow said in the movie from Iron Man, that she states that Robert Downey Jr. gets paid a lot of money and she doesn't know if he's worth that much money. Now, there was no, you know, ill intent behind those words. She was just trying to say that he gets paid a lot more money than anybody else and she doesn't think anybody's pretty much worth that money. And especially there's such a big pay difference between the two, and she's also one of the stars of the film, that she thinks it's ludicrous and crazy. So she's just trying to put her opinion out there. So there's multiple female big-name celebrities putting their opinion out there that females are being mistreated with regards to their salary and payment, and I agree with them on that point. I do think that the pay, the salary should be equal, or depending on what your role is on the film, is what you should get paid. Now, I also agree with Jeremy Renner's in the fact that it's not his job to fight for his co-star salary.
I mean, from the article that I read that discussed this, he had no ill intent towards Jennifer Lawrence or any of his co-stars in any other film. He just believes that his job is, he's a performer, and that's what he's paid to do. He's not paid to worry about everyone he works with. He's not even paid to worry about how much he's making. That's his agent's job, to get him the best contract that he possibly can. And that's all he was trying to say. He just believes, yeah, is it unfair? Does he feel bad for them? Yeah, but in the end, you know, they have to work to get the best contract that they can possibly get, while he works to get the best contract he can get, and then perform at his at the best role he can possibly do at whatever part he's given. And that's what he's worried about. Him saying that's not his job is no, he's not throwing shade at any actress out there who believes they should be worth more. He believes if you feel like you're worth more, then try to get more. But in the end, it's up to them to do it, and then they just do the job they're meant to do, which is act. And for them to say, oh, I'm so upset, I mean, it's crazy. Most of these stars, most of these A-listers are making millions of dollars. So I'm sorry to say that, you know, us individuals over here making chump change, you know, we don't feel so sorry for you that, you know, your millions isn't million-y enough. So, I mean, and, you know, Jennifer Lawrence, I believe she had a point. Go out there and make your bread, girl. You know what I'm saying? But. And Jeremy Renner has a point, too. I'm not mad at him. I don't think anyone should be mad at him. I think we're blowing this more out of proportion than it needs to be. I mean, I brought it up because when I read the headlines of that article, I was like, what? No way he said that. But when I actually read through it, I mean, I understand. It's not his job. He's a performer, and that's what he's known to do. He says, and he goes on, this is what he stated in the article. This is a quote directly from the article. He says, I'm a performer, and I know human behavior. And he says, when it comes to that sort of stuff, I let other people deal with that. I do what I'm good at, and that's what I focus on. I mean, he couldn't have said it better. I mean, they're getting paid to do a job, and in the end, that's what he's doing. He's not worried about any other aspects of that. He lets his agent handle his contract, and then he makes what he makes, and he does what he does to the best of his ability, like the rest of us should do.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. You know, he can only control what he can control. And like I said before, if the female actresses are unhappy with their salaries, they should do something about it, or they shouldn't sign on to that movie. Now, of course, they don't know what their other co-stars are making, and if they think that's a good number, by all means, they sign on. But then they probably hear about what their co-stars are making, and like, well, why am I making this? Well, if you sign on for that contract, then you should be happy with what you're making.
That's why no one shows each other their contract, and that's why bosses are like, you know, don't worry about what everyone else is making. Just worry about what you're making. And if you're happy with it, then don't complain when you see someone else's contract making like three times what you're making because you agree to that amount.
Exactly. And then they go on to say, well, I don't know if, you know, that you're going to be paying him that much or I could have got that much. But, I mean, you were happy with it at one point when you agreed to it. So, I mean, don't complain when you find out what everyone else is making. You should have fought for more money. But like I keep saying, I do agree that there is a big pay difference within the salaries of the different genders between male and female. If anyone just looks up the numbers, there's a big difference if you just go movie by movie that the guy star is usually making the most money. So I think that needs to be, you know, a concern in Hollywood. And, you know, women should get their opinion out there and should get their voices out there. Should try to get equal salary and equal rights because, you know, we live in a country where things have been getting better, but there's still a gender crisis, I would say, because, you know, women don't get treated as equally as men do.
I wouldn't say crisis. I would more say discrepancy, that there's a discrepancy between the pay amounts between the two genders. Is it getting closer to what it used to be? Yes, and I think so. I'm a man, so maybe I'm not the best one to ask about this, but my opinion is that it's getting closer. It's not there yet, but if women keep fighting for their rights to make closer wages to what their male counterparts make, then, yeah, it's gonna eventually it'll get close enough to where it's pretty much identical and even.
Yeah, and I'm all for, you know, females getting their voice out there and, you know, or anybody for equal rights because I believe we should live in a world where everyone's treated equally, fairly, and whatnot. And, you know, I'm all for that. So I'm all for these women trying to get their equal salary or their voices out there and heard.
You know, we've been harping on this for a while now, and no matter what we say, in the end, I just think that, yeah, we're blowing it out of proportion. It wasn't a big deal, but the major issue about this, essentially at the heart of it is the discrepancy in pay in not just acting jobs, but in numerous jobs, no matter where you work. And I hope eventually that it gets closer and the gap closes. And that's just what I want to see. And we have no hate for Jeremy Renner. We love him. And we love Jennifer Lawrence. So that's where we want to end it at. But guys, it's about that time. You know what time it is. But we'll be right back. So stick with us on Cruise Control for the second half. Thank you, guys. Be right back.
Interested in being a sports writer or a lifestyle writer from Miami Sports and Lifestyle? Or how about being that next great radio personality? Hit up at 305 Sports and Life on Twitter for more information.
Interested in advertising or sponsoring with MSL? Working for MSL as a writer? Even having your own radio show? Or do you have more of a business mind and want to bring your talents down here to South Beach? That's right. MSL has a big-ass help on to sign up. Writers, radio personalities, marketing directors, website managers, positions are open. Apply today and make this money. Miami Sports and Lifestyle, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a campaign underway. Let's give Miami the exposure that it deserves via Miami Sports and Lifestyle. MSL to ESPN. Love it, know it, support it.
Attention Miami, MSL is looking for writers for the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida International University Panthers. If you are interested, contact Stephen Err at Stephen_Err@yahoo.com for details. Join the MSL team today.
We at MSL have a new blog site underway, miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSL blog for all your content surrounding Miami sports. Official site coming soon.
This is Andrew Powell, host of the Andrew Powell Show and CEO, founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. As you all know, I talk about marijuana a lot on my show. I do consider myself an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. And why? Because this is a medicine that helps so many different diseases, including cancer. And if it were legalized, it could eventually form a cure for cancer. And we've all been affected by cancer before with family members. We need to legalize medicine because not only does it help out cancer, but it helps out so many different diseases. So many. We need to legalize cures. And not only that, but legalizing marijuana would decrease black market control and crime and increase tax revenue to give this country's economy a boost. And we all know we need that. This is a beautiful plant that should have never been made illegal in the first place. But because of racism, lies, and greed over the almighty dollar, it's now illegal. And patients and peaceful marijuana smokers suffer everywhere, even in 2015. We need to legalize medicine. We need to legalize peace. Let's legalize marijuana 2015.
The views expressed by Andrew Powell are of Andrew Powell and Andrew Powell alone, and not the company and staff of Miami Sports and Lifestyle.
The Andrew Powell Show brings you a fresh sports talk show that stands out above the rest. Tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m., only on MSL Radio.
Play Action Sports League. They are signing up teams for the end of summer adult flag football leagues. You can either go Wednesday nights under the lights at On Brister Park in Coconut Grove, or you can go Saturday mornings at Coral Gables High School. Does your team have what it takes to be a champion? For more info, you could go to www.playactionsports.org, or you could call 305-397-5632. Once again, that is www.playactionsports.org, or you could call 305-397-5632. 5632.
You are now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
Welcome back, guys, from commercial break. You're listening to Cruise Control. You're with your hosts, Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz, say what's up to the people.
Hey, people. How you guys doing? So, while we were on commercial break, something happened, something devastating. My friends who we're with at, you know, shout out Buffalo Wild Wings, some boneless wings also on point, they had the nerve to tell us to spice up the show. Now, I don't know what you guys are thinking, but we're going to go ahead and spice it up for you. And we want to shout out two of our best friends, and Kevin Gonzalez and Stephen Smith, who don't know what they're talking about. But we're going to head into our last topic regardless, guys, and hopefully they enjoy this part of the show. So, where we left off, we finished talking about Don Mattingly getting, you know, going his separate ways with from the Dodgers. And we even discussed Jennifer Lawrence and Jeremy Renner and their ideas on the pay of men and women in the same industry. But now we're going to talk about something we've been talking about, we've been harping on for the last couple shows, which is Lamar Odom. So obviously by now, if you've been listening to our show, you know that Lamar Odom has been having some health issues, and his wife Chloe, you know, she's been there for him. He's woken up from the coma, and he seems to be getting a little bit better, even though he's not out of the woods yet. But today, we're going to be talking about something a little bit different than that. Apparently, because of the Lamar Odom crisis, the NBA has been thinking about, or the NBA union, plans on helping NBA players adjust to retirement. Now, this sounds like a great idea to me. I don't know why this hasn't been done before. And we're talking about it because we think this should be established. Well, I think anyway. Jay, what do you think about this? Because I think you're on board with me, right?
Well, I don't know what Lamar Odom has to do with retirement because he's not retired. He just made a poor decision, took too much Viagra, and, you know, couldn't handle it. So, I mean, I don't know what that has to do with anything. They should just tell him, limit your Viagra, bro. You know, don't go to whorehouses or whatever he went to.
He was trying to get it in. No fault in his game. We're not throwing salt on your game, Lamar.
But I do think it is a great idea for NBA to, you know, help players adjust to retirement. Because when you're an athlete, I'm sure, you know, you go out, spend all this money, party, do whatever you want. Not everybody, but most of them. You know, do whatever you want. You live the life. You got the money to do so. And then probably afterwards, you're not making as much money. You don't know how to adjust to living, you know, an ordinary life after superstardom. So I think it's a great idea to help these players, you know, adjust to retirement because I don't think they all of them would do so well afterwards.
Yeah, I think this is a good idea. I mean, you have players that maybe not make the greatest decisions. They're living an NBA lifestyle, and a lot of comes with that. So you help them adjust to their life outside of the NBA, which is I think, a great opportunity for them. Maybe help them get on their feet, make better decisions for themselves now that they're not going to be making the same type of money. Because obviously now that they're out of the NBA, they're not going to make the same type of money they were making while in the NBA. Unless they start a business and make it rich and make more money then, you know, good job to you for being a great businessman. But for everyone else, all the regular people, well, not regular people, superstars that end up getting out of the NBA, these people are here to help you and hopefully get you on the track to be able to have money when you're, I don't know, when you're 80 or something. And I just think, you know, when I read this, I was like, oh, this is a great idea. I mean, what's not to like about this? And now that I'm thinking about it, I mean, this should have been done a long time ago. I don't know why it's taking a crisis like Lamar Odom, who technically isn't even retired. He kind of just, like, left the league. He's been in and out. And he was, essentially he was on his way out the door, but he wasn't there yet. They were just, you know, they were shoving him out, pushing him out little by little, but he wasn't completely out there yet. I know why it took this long to do it, because there's been other players that's had tragedies like this, or have something befall them in their lives, and now they're doing it. But kudos to them, you know, kudos to them.
I just want to ask, Chris, do you know what they're doing to help these players, you know, adjust to retirement? Because they have to have a good plan, otherwise it's not really going to help.
No, I do not know. I just know that they're helping them, which is good enough for me.
Awesome, but, you know, they have to come up with a plan because they can, it's all good and dandy if they're like, yeah, we're going to help you. This is what you need to do. And then, you know, you can tell somebody, yeah, this is how you you're supposed to do something, but they cannot listen, you know, continue to do what they want. So unless you, they come up with a great plan to help these players, it's really not going to mean much. So the NBA can have good intentions and all and say, yeah, this is what we're going to do. But unless they implement a plan and actually, you know, go through with it, it really doesn't mean much to me. Well, apparently, you know, the article I was reading says one of the women in the MVPA says they need to help come up with a plan to help players move to retirement. And, yeah, most people think that should be the job of the Retired Players Association, but they just don't have the resources to get this done. So she thinks now that since they have the resources, they need to help something because she sees a lot of cases like Lamar's. Because she goes on, she quotes, there are a lot of things that we need to repair with the NBAPA. And she says, there has been a dearth of services in terms of adhering to the guy's needs. One of the things we spend a lot of time dealing with is the complete absence of any type of transition program for the guy. On one hand, you would say that's the responsibility of the National Retired Players Association, but they don't have the resources. And then she just goes on later, she says, we're sort of deciding how we can fill that space. Technically, our players are paying dues for services of current members, so there will have to be some buy-in. And there's also clear a lot of buy-in from the membership in terms of our operating health insurance. Well, yeah, she just, you know, she has a long-winded speech, but in the end, she's saying that they're going to commit their resources to helping players like Lamar Odom, who are on the way out or who are in retirement, you know, start doing better. So I think that's good, and I think that's great. Yeah, and I think other leagues should take suit and start following this and helping their players adjust to retirement.
Yeah, NFL, MLB, what are you guys doing? Huh?
Yeah, not throwing shade at you guys, but you guys should, you know, take suit. First, see how the NBA implements it. See what you can do better. See if it's a great idea. You know, start hopping on that.
Yeah, when I came out the league, the MLB didn't offer me any retirement program. Like, what am I doing now? You know, Buffalo Wild Wings eating wings with no money because you guys didn't help me retire smoothly.
Yeah, I don't think Little League helps you retire. I think, you know, after you get out of Little League, you go on to middle school and high school.
What do you mean? That's the stepping stone for the MLB. And that's where real players get their shine on.
Yeah, it all starts in Little League. I don't even think I remember seeing you on the Little League World Series, bro, so you couldn't have been that good.
Jay, I don't want to start this with you again. You know, we're just at a crossroads at this point. And guys are just essentially... I was the big baller. I didn't get his shine. The league didn't help me out. I had my chance, blew on my shoulder, you know. Things happen. It's life. But, you know, the same can be said for numerous players. And when they're getting out the league, if I would have had someone like them that are trying to help Lamar Odom and other players, then maybe I would have been better off.
Yeah, you had your mommy to help you. You know, once you got out of the little league, you were good. Your mommy helped you, took you to doctor's appointments. You're okay. So... You know, you weren't a professional, so, you know, NBA didn't have to help you or MLB or whatever you want to go with. But I do think it's a great idea for the NBA to, you know, start coming up with a plan to help, you know, these players, you know, try to adjust to retirement. So, I mean, I kind of want to see how they go about it before I make my opinion on how well it's going to work. But as of right now, the concept of it, I agree with. And quick just update, guys. We have been watching the Seahawks 49ers game the whole time we've been at Buffalo Wild Wings, and the game's finally finished, and we just want to update you with the score in case you're interested. So the game ended 20-3, with the Seahawks on top moving up to 3-4, and the 49ers going down to 2-5, which I called, by the way, just want to put that out there, because I hope you remember the fantasy, our picks from earlier weeks where we were completely wrong. I finally got one right, guys. Kudos to me. But that about wraps up our show, guys. We talked to you about some interesting topics today. We hope you enjoyed the ride. Like we always say, feel free to talk to us, you know, message us on Twitter. You can reach me at ChristianCruz66 and at Jay@JayFilm. So, guys, if you ever want to give us some topics to talk about, comment on topics we did discuss, you're feel more than free to do so. You know, we always enjoy your input. But thanks again, guys, for joining us on Cruise Control. We'll see you tomorrow night. Have a great night, guys. Peace. Cruise Control. Shut up and drive.